SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, Aki. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about some tips and tricks of what you can do as an anime-loving couple.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to comment, favorite, like, and share it with all of your friends.
Okay, so this episode's going to be a little bit more gushier. We're going to be talking about love, relationships, but it's the anime show, so we're going to be talking about love and relationships with anime couples, I guess.
You nailed that. Yeah. Absolutely nailed that.
But yeah,
what are we going to talk about specifically, like what anime like couples watch and stuff like that, or like more trivial stuff?
I mean, it could be a mix of both. Like, I was just kind of going to start off about, you know, what otaku couples can do together. And like our own personal experience with it.
Mm-hmm.
Something super casual. I think it's just kind of a little nice direction to go in as far as, you know, because we're dating and all. We've never really talked about that on this show. So, I mean, would you say that we kind of share one another's, I guess, anime interests?
I don't know. Like, I mean, we definitely, you know, talk about anime together. Like, you know, hence we are doing this show together. But I mean, like,
that's one thing couples can do. Start an anime podcast together.
Yeah, start an anime podcast together. That's something. That's a very bonding experience with your boyfriend / girlfriend. But I don't know. Like, I mean, we talk about anime together on, you know, just in casual conversation. But do we do anything, like, specific that otaku couples do together? Like, the only thing I can think of that I feel a lot of other otaku couples do is, you know, obviously sit down and watch anime together.
I would say things like, well, one is going to a convention together and planning out where you want to stay, what panels you want to go to, what you want to cosplay as. You and I haven't really done the whole cosplay portion together, but we have, like, gone to cons. I mean, it's our job at the same time, but we also kind of plan out what we want to do to have fun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's not all conventions that we go to, we are specifically guests of that convention. We just have things that we have to do at that convention. But, yeah, I mean, last AX, we were kind of like that, I feel. Like, we, you know, we obviously had stuff to do, but we also kind of just walked around and being like, let's just be attendees at this con. I mean, like, you and I, like, whenever we get the off time, like, we always walk together through, like, the dealer's hall of every convention.
Yeah, we like doing that, and then I like guilt-tripping you into buying me something. Being like, B, buy me this. B, I want that. Oh, B, you know what? I really like that. I won't say buy me that. I'll say...
Yeah, I'll just specify and really accentuate the fact that I like it.
Yeah.
And perhaps want it.
Well, I think another thing that happens with us personally, you lose me a lot.
Oh, yeah, because you get so, like, I don't know how to describe it. You become, like, very short attention span when it comes to the dealer's hall, because there's just, like, so much stuff compacted into, like, a small space, so you're just like, oh, what's that? Oh, what's that? Oh,
well, look because at that, I feel like it's there. I feel like it's going to be easy to find me in that location, that's why.
But you walk, like, 10 times faster through a dealer hall than at any other time we're walking
than
together.
Japan.
Yeah, like, Japan, you're, like, lagging behind because you have so many things you want to see. And, you know, usually that would imply with a dealer's hall, because there's just so much stuff you want to see. You don't really want to, like, walk past anything without checking it out. But you're, like, the opposite. You just scurry off like a squirrel who's just, you know, it's just, like, stolen a nut and is like, I need to get out of here before I get my nut.
So, tips for couples. Go to a convention, plan what you want to do, hit up the dealer's hall, and keep your girlfriend on a leash.
Yeah, just I try and like hold your hand the entire time, but then you're just like, oh, what's that? And you just like let go, and I'm just like, oh my god.
Would you ever want a couple cosplay? That's something we haven't done together yet.
I don't know. Considering I'm not really a cosplayer, I cosplayed once at Anime Expo, and that was the only cosplaying experience I ever had.
Yeah, I feel like if we... I don't know. I like to cosplay like my own characters, but I've never really tried couple cosplay. I did one a long, long time ago with like this person I dated back like early college, and we did like Katniss Everdeen and Peeta Mellark from Hunger Games. It was actually kind of cool. I liked it though. But yeah, we did that. That was pretty much it. Other than that,
I'm down to like try a couple cosplaying, because I've always wanted to like try and cosplay a lot more, because like, you know, I can understand like people are into it, and the few times that I did cosplay, or you know, kind of semi cosplay,
Futaba like, and Joker,
so many people, like when I recently posted that image on Twitter and Instagram of me wearing a school uniform, people were like, dude, you should cosplay as Joker from Persona 5,
and I'll do Futaba.
Yeah, and you can be Futaba, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's that would be a cool cosplay to do.
Do you think as a couple cosplay would you be done, or was it too cringe for you?
I don't know. I feel like it doesn't matter if you're doing a couple cosplay or just, you know, cosplaying by yourself or whatever. There's always going to be someone who's going to call you know, your cosplay cringe, no matter how good or bad. Like, if professional cosplayers get called out for being cringy when that's their job, like, I feel us, like, amateurs, like...
Well, no, I'm just asking you, personally, would you couple cosplay Joker and Futaba with me?
I wouldn't mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to do.
I don't know if I can pull off Futaba.
I'm sure you'd be able to. I mean, you're short enough.
Yeah, that's true. The figures make her look tall, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Like,
she's got
In the game, like, her and Joker's height difference is, like, approximately your and my height difference.
Oh, that's so good. We should totally do that then. Why not? Yeah. But I just don't know when.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's, like, that's the other thing with, like, cosplaying that I've always, like, been kind of, like, taken aback by is, like, it's expensive and, like, quite, you know, difficult to pull off.
Yeah. Or,
like, difficult to collect everything. Like, even when I cosplayed Gintoki at Anime Expo from Gintama, like, that was really fun, but even then I didn't have the full setup. Like, I didn't have his boots or his sword.
Yeah, and you then know? You experience for the first time the struggles of a cosplay wig.
Oh my god, that cosplay, I was sweating my butt off. Like, it was already, like, hot enough in a t-shirt and, like, you know, short pants at LA, but when you have, like, a full-on, like, kimono with, like, a wig and everything, and like three layers of clothing on top of that, it's just
The thing is, you probably had one of the most like relaxing cosplays. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I can't imagine, you know, people who are only in like armor, you know.
I love armor cosplays. If I had to choose, I don't know what you and I would do. I don't know. There's not a lot of things that I feel like you and I could do. I know. Killing Stalking. Let's do it. Connor and I have joked about that him and I are going to cosplay Killing Stalking, because we voice acted like in our videos together.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that would be cool. Like, I think that'd be... I feel like I've seen Killing Stalking cosplay before. I don't remember which con it was.
Oh, but... no, I've seen quite a lot, yeah. I joke about it saying, oh, hey, Yoonbum, oh, Yisongwoo let you out to come to the con. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I always appreciate a good cosplay.
Yeah.
But, like, what else is there other than cons? Like,
I guess
with us, like, we recommend each other manga. Like, more specific, more than anime, we recommend each other, like, different types of manga.
Yeah. And then, like, talk about it together. Yeah, that's something that we do more than, more often. I think I've introduced you to quite a few. And I think you've introduced me to Cycle Me, which is a light novel. I've introduced you to Oyasumi Punpun.
You definitely got me. Like, I've known about Inio Asana. You just got me to like actually start reading it. Like, I've always known about it.
And I gave you A Girl on the Shore as well, like, for your birthday. That was just my way of saying, read it.
Yeah. And I mean, I've told you to read Berserk so many times, but you haven't yet.
It's... I don't know. I don't know why I haven't. I
think it's so good.
It's so good. I mean, I read the first chapter, and yeah, I will admit that was quite an intro with the alien and whatnot. I don't know. Another one. I mean, we have done movies together because I feel like, you know, when it comes to me recommending people anime, sometimes I say if it's your first time or if you have a low attention span and you can't be bothered with a series, go with a movie. So I do that with you.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that's one thing that we do often. Like, I don't know. Have I ever introduced you to an anime movie? Like, I know you've introduced me to...
When Marnie was there.
Yeah, when Marnie was there. Oh, no, I showed you Dead Leaves.
Yes, you did. Yeah, and Little Witch Academia.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you never knew that it was a short film.
Yeah, because the anime series was coming out, the episodic one, but apparently it was based off of an OVA, which I didn't know about, and so Joey and I watched that together. So anime couples, you guys can watch anime movies together if you don't want to do series. I do know that, like, when it came to series, like, you and I, we saw, like, Kobayashi's Dragon Maid together. And you were like, next.
Because I got into it way more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, and then when Marnie was there, I showed that to you and you almost cried. You legit, I looked over and I'm like, Joe, are you okay?
Yeah, because I made a whole video on it, but like it's legit like the only Ghibli film that got me close to crying at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of emotional Ghibli movies, but that one was, like, on a totally different level of, like, emotional gut-punching.
Yeah, we really like movies. I mean, I used to work in a movie theater, so I just feel like it's just nice to do. And then we also saw Mary and the Witch's Flower. Like, not every movie we watch will be good. So when we saw Mary and the Witch's Flower, it's because I got sent that through the company before it reached in theaters. Yeah, and so you were here, and so we watched it together. Wasn't really the best experience, but it also helps us, like, kind of conduct, like, a cool review together and discuss, and then it also helps with our videos, but that's just kind of our life. But
if yeah, it's hilarious how, like, we don't really, like, make videos on reviews, but we love reviewing anime with each other.
Yeah, that's, like, the weird part. But I like that, though. Like, I don't know.
I feel it's a good way to, like, I guess, discuss it without ever, like, publicly stating opinions.
Yeah. What's another one?
We fight over anime figurines.
Yeah, we do. That's something that... like, every couple fights and argues. We don't really argue about a lot of, I guess, how would you say, big problems? At least not yet. Nothing's really like come
trivial,
up.
Trivial, yet yeah. big problems.
No, we've been pretty okay with that. But when it comes to anime figures, it's pretty much, like, battle to the death here. It's really bad. Because, especially in Japan, when we hit up Akihabara, and it's like, oh, I really want that figure, and then there's only one. But if there is two... the thing is that when we live together, I don't want my figures mixed with his, and vice versa.
Yeah, well, I don't want my manga and books mixed up with your manga and books. Yeah. So we'll each have our own separate figurine and manga shelves.
Even if it's the same one.
Even if it's the same ones. Because that's my collection.
Yeah, it's mine, not yours. And then I remember our friend was with us. He's like, are you guys really going to buy the same Mononoke figure? And we almost did, but then I was like, no. Because then I saw a Black Butler figure, and I was like, I kind of want that a little bit more. So I did that.
Yeah, so I bought the Mononoke figure.
So couples, at the same time, it's kind of fun. So couples, it kind of depends. But go anime figure shopping. Check those out and see how that turns out. It'll be kind of fun. At least to me, I think it's kind of fun. Because it's a nice little battle we like to have. Like, I want it. No,
it's like a little rivalry.
You were so salty when I got the Lucky Star collection.
Yeah, because, like, I won it. Because I got the other one. I got the other half.
Yeah, because you're like, this is like the original season. I'm like, and your point is? Well, I already have this season, so I should get the other one. How about I take it and shove it in your face?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll find it eventually. Mm. You just watch.
So definitely, so I guess maybe that is also planning a Japan trip.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you planning a Japan trip and me just planning a trip.
Well, I mean, for couples out there.
Yeah.
If they want to go to Japan.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, you know, I'm sure any otaku, you know, anime fan couple would, you know, is... Individually, they would love to go to Japan, but, it, you know, going with your partner is a completely different experience, I feel, than, say, going by yourself or going with friends or even going on, like, a one of those, you know, organized tour guides and stuff like that, which I can never get behind, like, personally.
No, I see, like, them.
No offense to anybody listening to this who does, you know, prefer to go on tour guides. Like, I completely understand why you would like to... you know, be guided around by someone. But I don't know, just coming from experience of just traveling to many different countries and places, it's just more fun and more freedom to just go wherever you want to go.
Yeah, I would agree on that. You just kind of want to just hit up anything. But if it's but I guess maybe for people who are going to a place they have absolutely no idea and they're just kind of scared to know where to start, they, I guess they'll do it. Or maybe it's also discounts too, for all I know.
Yeah, that might be it, honestly. Yeah. But that's why, you know, before I go to any country, I like to do a little bit of back research on like, oh, okay, the country it operates like this and the people are like this, the culture is like this, and these are the places that everybody goes to, but these are the kind of more hidden underground places that not many people visit on a regular tour.
What's some other things? What do you like to do? You know, just coming as a experienced boyfriend of otaku relationship.
I mean, I guess one thing, at least on my end, that I feel like I've talked about in a few episodes.
Slight.
Is just to, like, try out different things that your girlfriend may be into. For example, yaoi, killing, stalking, you know, reverse harems, gravitation, all that kind of stuff, you know, that
Papa to kiss in the dark.
Yeah, Papa to kiss in the dark. Like, if I had never met Aki, then I never would have tried, you know, Papa to kiss in the dark, killing, stalking,
that's
gravitation.
So cute.
Yeah. Like I would have looked at it and been like, oh, that's not for me. I'm not gonna try that out. I'd rather watch something that's like actually suited for me. But then I was like, you know what? I'll give it a go. If Aki likes it, then I'll give it a go. And then I try it out and, well, guess what? I like killing, stalking. I quite liked Papa to kiss in the dark. I haven't finished Gravitation, but I've liked four or five episodes that I've seen so far.
Yeah, we need to finish that.
Yeah. I mean, we'll finish it, like, once I'm back.
Yay!
In Vegas. We can watch the rest of that. Because the opening is so dope.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. So, like, Joe has said this in one of his videos, but it might not be for everyone. But I will say, boys, if your girlfriend is into yaoi, then nothing will make her more happy than you taking the time to sit with her and giving it a shot. Not teasing it, not criticizing her for liking it. Just sit down and watch with her.
Yeah, I mean, I've teased some bits of Gravitation, but like in a lighthearted, like,
comedic way. Well, that's like
way.
The grandfather of like a lot of tropes that you saw. You're like, okay, now I see where girls like
when
this.
When I saw the Kabedon for the first time in Gravitation, I laughed so hard because I'm like, oh my god, this is where it all began.
Well, yeah, pretty much, because Gravitation was like such a big hit, like yaoi. It really established like a lot of tropes that you see nowadays. But like in the first episode, here's what you see: the wall slam, the chin hold, the kabedon, the novelist, the cute little one who's being rejected. All of that comprised into like just 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty magical.
Yeah, Joey's just like, this has every trope. And I said, well, this is what started, like, everything. So, like, they pretty much just put, like, the cocaine of yaoi just into, like, one series. And that kind of, like, made yaoi, I guess, what it is. It's not, I don't think it's the first yaoi, though. But I would say it's one of the more popular ones.
Yaoi, but it's definitely the yaoi that shaped future yaoi. Popular yaoi.
Yeah, I mean, there's other ones like Sukusho, but Papa to Kiss in the Dark is so good, and it, like, not a lot of people watch that. Why it's on YouTube It's only two episodes. It's on YouTube. I don't know why. Because it's pretty...
Yeah, the whole thing's on YouTube, and it's, like, it's basically uncensored. Like,
yeah, essentially. But Joey really liked it. Like, you kind of laughed at a lot of parts. It's like, I can't believe this is happening. But then you saw, like, the plot twist, and like, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, like, when I first, like, read the synopsis, I was like, oh, okay. It's about a son and his dad in, like, a sexual relationship. I'm like, all right, that's fine. You know, that kind of stuff happens in yaoi. And the first episode, I was just, so many things. I was just like, what is going on? Like, why did that happen?
Yeah.
But then by the second episode, because there's only two episodes, I think. Is it two or three episodes? Something like that.
It's only two.
Two episodes, yeah. So by the second episode, like, I was so into the characters. And that by the, as you said, like, by the final plot twist, I was like, wow, I can't believe I was this invested in this story that...
That was pretty much a soap opera, also.
It was.
Like, the music, the entire, like, reactions of the characters, that was essentially watching soap opera.
Like that anime managed to do better character development in two episodes that some anime can't even do in 200 episodes.
Dude, the power of a Fujo's heart runs deep as the ocean. There's just...
I also just love how this conversation went from doing what anime couples do to just straight up yaoi talk.
No, well, because it's still tied into, like, you are showing your appreciation for something that I like. That is often teased by a lot of guys, or sometimes just guys just don't want to take the time for it. If you still don't want to, that's totally fine. But this is just our experience as a couple of what, like, we've kind of tried out. What is something that I tried out that you've gotten me into?
I don't know. What have I gotten you into? I mean, I've gotten you into, Persona. Like, yeah, I got you into Persona. I got you into, what else? I'm trying to think. I mean, I've tried to get you into, like, a bunch of manga series and anime series, but you just haven't had the time. Oh, you know what?
When we do karaoke, because my whole life, I hated karaoke. Like, literally my whole life. I never liked doing it. Until, like, I went to Japan and Joey took me, and we sang anime songs together. And we sang Asterisk, we sang Haruka, Kanata. So if you guys want to try and do any of that stuff, I don't think the U.S. has any anime songs in karaoke. But, no, actually, there is one, like, in Vegas.
We've been to one.
Yeah, there might be. But point being, you guys should definitely do karaoke if you guys are open to it, and just sing along, like, bring some friends also, and just sing along to anime songs. It's really, really fun.
Like the good thing about karaoke in my mind is that, like, you don't have to be good for you to, like, really, like, hype up the mood in a karaoke setting.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't sing, then there's, like, a bigger hype. Just because, like, the fact that you're trying gets people to be like, yeah, I want to do it too. And then everybody gets into it, and then everybody has a fun time.
Yeah, I'm a handful at karaoke.
Yeah, you've lost your voice plenty of times.
Remember that one time I was just like, okay, guys, at this note, I'm going to scream at the top of my lungs, all right? All right, 3, 2, and then it just shut down. Or my voice shut out.
Yeah, it was like a string just snapped inside your throat, and
I screamed, and it stopped instantly.
Yeah. What was it again? Was it Chandelier by Sia?
I was like, ah!
Yeah. And you kind of just, like, looked at me like, what just happened?
Someone pulled the plug?
Yeah, it did. It sounded like someone pulled the plug from Aki's mic. But but it was just Aki. Like, her voice had just plugged out.
Yeah.
It's like you coughed out your vocal cord.
Hmm.
And it's just, yeah. But yeah, karaoke's fun. There's plenty of things to do. Plenty of, like, fun things and, like, comfortable things that you can do as an anime couple. But as we discussed in this episode, you know, there are a lot of things that you can just kind of step out of your comfort zone with and, you know, experiment with things that, you know, you otherwise may have never tried out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's about it. Like, unless you can think of something else.
I like it when I fart at you.
All right. And I think that's the end of the episode. But guys, let us know if you are a boyfriend or girlfriend of a otaku person or an anime lover, Japan enthusiast, whatever you would like to call it. What are some things that you do together with your partner?
2D counts. 2D counts.
Yeah, 2D counts. 2D counts. We're not judging here, you know. Yeah. So, let us know. Best way to let us know is by going onto Twitter and using our specialized hashtag. What was it again, Aki?
SBS anime.
Hashtag SBS anime. Let us know all of your thoughts on that kind of stuff. And, I mean, have we done an episode, like, just fully dedicated to yaoi? I don't remember.
I don't mind.
Yeah, because I feel like, considering that you half of this episode was about yaoi, we could easily do an entire episode on yaoi.
After this episode, there's actually something I do want to show you. It is another yaoi.
All right, well then, I better strap myself in for that one. But guys, thank you very much for listening into another episode of The Anime Show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to like, favorite, comment, share it with all of your friends. It helps the podcast out a lot. If you'd like to hear more of our voices and see more of our faces, then we also have a YouTube channel, The Anime Man, and that is Aki Dearest. We also have a Twitter that you can tweet us at. And we will see you guys next week.